welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee and I am the Plain City Teaching Pastor, and looking forward to jumping into to John 21 as we are nearing the end of our time in FaceTime, our series that we've been going through this summer as we've journeyed through the Gospel of John. And so I would love, just before we jump in and read, I'm excited to just look at this passage and to give us some time to pray. And I think what we're going to see today from John 21 is something that we can all relate to. If not all of us, I know I surely can. And so let me go ahead and read John 21 verses 20 to 25 as we dig in. Here we go. Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them. The one who also had leaned back against him during the supper, that's the Last Supper, and had said, "Lord, who is it that is going to betray you?" And when Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about this man?" And Jesus said to him, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me." So the saying spread among the brothers that this disciple was not to die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he was not to die, "But if it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you?" This is the disciple who is bearing witness about these things, who has written these things, and we know that his testimony is true. Now, there are many other things that Jesus did with, were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. And so really kind of the theme of this passage here is around comparison. That this comes right off of the heels. If you remember, Jesus arrested, crucified, and his disciples deserted him. And really the disciple that was the leader of the disciples, Peter, had proclaimed, "I will never desert you." And yet Jesus tells him, "This very night, you will deny me three times." And it happened. Peter denies Jesus three times. But right before what we just read here in John 21, as Jesus goes to Peter after his resurrection, and he asks Peter three times, "Do you love me?" And that is not coincidental, right? Jesus was showing Peter how he was, in essence, restoring the fellowship to say, if there's any doubt, Peter, in your mind of whether or not I love you and I accept you and I forgive you, this forgiveness of asking him if he loves him three times and then saying, "Feed my sheep." So right on the heels of that, then Jesus kind of tells Peter how he's going to die. Like he's going to ultimately die because of his faith. And so it's right on this. He turns to John, the one who has written this gospel, and the one that John is referring to here, that Jesus says, "Well, what about him? What about this guy?" And I just think, man, how often we can look to the people around us and start to compare ourselves. Well, what about them? What about her? Rather than focusing on what God has called us to do. This is the Olympic season. I know by the time that you see this, that the Olympics will be over, but it's been a fun couple of weeks. But there was one race that I just thought was really interesting. In the 1500, the men's, there was this guy who came and he ran from behind. Hawker, I believe is his name. And he won the gold medal. It was insane. But what I thought was really funny was while he was going, one of the commentators says that one of the things that he struggles with while he's running is he tends to look to the left, look to the right. He looks around him about who's near him as he's going. And if you watch that final, you see towards the end, he's kind of doing that. He's looking left and right, but he keeps going. And really they're saying like why that can be dangerous is because if you're focusing on what other people around you are doing, right? Mistakes can happen. You could trip and fall, but also you're not focusing on your race, your lane, what you've got to do. I just think, man, how true is that for us? That we can look to our left or to our right, to people around us, and we start comparing ourselves. Well, I wish I knew as much as they did. I wish I was more devoted as they were. I wish I didn't have the responsibilities like that person doesn't have. Or I wish I was younger. Or I wish I was smarter. I wish I was prettier. I wish I had more of this. I wish I could be in that life group. Or I wish I could have that spiritual gift. And we just start focusing our attention on what everyone else has and not what God has given us. Pete Scazzaro, pastor and author of several books, one of them around like emotional, healthy spirituality and discipleship. But I love when he talks about defining what success is. And he has this quote, he says, "Success is becoming the person that God has called you to become and doing what God has called you to do, period. And what I love about that definition of success, it is not about how much to do or what you can do or can't do. It says being the person God has called you to be and doing what God has called you to do. And when we get in trouble, we start trying to be and do things that God hasn't called us to be and do. We start putting these expectations on what we think other people expect from us, what our parents, what our friends, what our other life group members, right? We're trying to live a life that God maybe hasn't called us to live. Now, that doesn't mean that we're not working hard and faithfully doing the things that the Lord has entrusted us to do, but we can get so caught up in focusing on someone else rather than focusing on the race that God has called you to play. Because there's only one you, right? And God wants to use you to leverage your one life for his kingdom impact. And social media makes this so hard because it's so easy to look at the lives of everyone else and see their highlight reels and to consider our lives and how and what we lack rather than focusing on this one thing. And I love what Jesus tells Peter. He says, "You follow me." And I think that's something we can just leave here with, is focusing on that we follow Jesus. You personally focus on Jesus, follow him and do what he has called you to do. Be who God is calling you to be, to make disciples where he has you with your gifts, with your experiences, with your background, all of those things to follow him. And I think if we can do that, if we can personally follow Jesus, not looking left and right and trying to be or do what somebody else has called us or thinks that they're calling us to do, but we can be and do what God has called us to do. That is when we experience kingdom success. And so let's just take some time. Let's pray. Maybe if this is an area that you struggle with, just to take some time for yourself to pray. And I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for me that we would faithfully follow Jesus and be and do what he has called us to do. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this this example, God, what we see in your word with Peter and how we can focus our attention on other people and what they have and what they do, God, rather than focusing on what you have called us to do and who you're calling us to be. And so I pray, Lord, for myself in particular, not get so caught up, Lord, in other churches and other ministries and other leaders and, Lord, even other pastors here at LifePoint, God, that I can just look at and just feel like, man, I feel so inadequate. And God, I miss out on, Lord, what you've called me to be, who you've called me to be, and what you've called me to do. And Lord, I pray for whoever's listening, Lord, that they would focus on them following Jesus, fixing their eyes upon you, the author and perfecter of our faith, Lord. And as we run the race that you've marked for us, God, we can get to the end of that, look you in the eyes and hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Pray these things in your name, Jesus. Amen. Hey, why don't you take a few moments and why don't you pray?